Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 219 of CJ Evolution. I am Patrick. I am the host and creator of this great and growing show, this show for criminal justice professionals like you, hosted by me. Yes, I'm another criminal justice professional serving in the great state of Colorado. And I welcome all of you. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. I hope you stick around because we have great content and great guests and great content. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. I sure do appreciate it. We continue to grow because of you, the listener, supporter. So thank you so much. Special thanks to all those first responders out there. Brave men and women who keep this country great, who protect every day, putting it all on the line. Thank you. You got much support. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like you do, but you do have much support. So keep up the fantastic work. You know, I got up this morning, folks. I got up, went downstairs, put on some mushroom coffee from my good friends at Four Sigmatic. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to this great company, and you're going to get 15% off of all their products, including their mushroom coffee and other great cocos and elixirs that'll help you get you moving during the day. Keep that clarity going within your mind. You're going to get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. In this solo episode, I wanted to talk about happiness. No, I know it's crazy. We can't be happy. We're cops. We're in the criminal justice field. We're not happy. No, that's BS. You should be happy. You have a lot to be grateful for. I do, and so do you. But sometimes happiness, you know, happiness is a state of mind too, I really do think. But we all can be happy. And I'm going to give you 7 tips to become better at being happy and successful in your life. Most people want to be happy. You know that. Most cops want to be happy, but they also want to be successful. And while each person might have an individualized definition of what just each of those things mean to them specifically, the overall desire to lead a life that's free of stress, worry, anxiety, and fear while being replete with happiness and success is constant. Still, although we might want to be happy and successful in life, that's often far from the case. Usually, we spend most of our time steeped in negative emotions than we do in positive ones. From our relationships to our finances, our careers, our health, and our goals, we often can't seem to overcome the stress associated with everyday concerns. But I also believe, like we've talked about many times, it's who you associate with. I really do believe that. But couple all of that with our hopes and our dreams for the future and the constant failures that we face along the way while trying to achieve anything notable, and it's no wonder why we spend most of our time unhappy and feeling unsuccessful. So how do we go about doing the opposite? What are the keys to happiness and success? And is this something that's actually attainable in life? So what does it mean to be successful and happy? When we talk about happiness and success, we're talking about two different things. Remember that. What makes a person feel happy and what makes them feel successful don't always coincide with another. But sometimes they do. The thing about happiness and success is that in order to achieve either of them, you first need a definition in place of what they actually mean to you, not other people, what they mean to you. Some people will say, well, you know, sure, that's easy to be successful, but I need a lot of money. And that wouldn't hurt in the happiness department either. But what people don't always realize is that money doesn't always bring happiness. Sometimes money brings more problems. It just all depends who you ask and what your experiences have been like that have shaped your beliefs. Either way, you need to define what they both mean to you. Want to be happy? No problem. You can actually be happy in this very moment. It's a mindset. Right here and now, happiness is attainable, no matter what's going on in your life. Whether you believe that statement or not, you've likely never heard it before more times than not, and for good reason. Consider what will make you happy and write it down. Take a journal. Do a journal. I do a journal a lot every time in the morning. Consider what will make you feel successful and write it down. This is a prerequisite for achieving either. Without writing it down, they'll remain in the abstract. Well, forget about it. And goals that remain in the abstract are always unattainable. So put some definition behind them both. Once you figure out what both of those mean to you, you're already on the step. You're already a step ahead. But then you need to put some fuel into that fire. Nothing's going to fall in your lap. You need to institute a few actions. Remember, actions is what get things done. And you need to create a few habits that will get you there. Overall, here are 7 essential keys to happiness and success that will help you to materialize both of those things in your life. And these are going to be linked up to the show notes along with the reference to this podcast. So number one, we've talked about this many, many times, gratitude. Happiness and success are preceded by gratitude. We need to happily succeed rather than to try to succeed to be happy. Success should not breed happiness. Happiness should breed success. Once we're happy and we're doing something we love in life, success becomes a byproduct. However, when our happiness hinges on our success, good things never come. It's also a matter of focus. What we are focused on in our life. What do we want the most? And what are the reasons for focusing on and wanting those things? This is what you got to ask yourself. When we focus on what we don't have, we live in a state of lack. We realize just how much we're missing out on or how much we lack the resources to do the things we really want. Living in a state of lack is a huge disservice to us. Everything about our focus shifts to the state of lack. We only see the negative that comes from not having what we want in life. Alternatively, when we focus on abundance and being grateful for what we have, even when we have to go through the pain and failure, we live in an abundant state. And you all, folks, have something to be grateful for in your life. Happiness and success will never come until we're completely grateful for what we have. Even if we think that we have all we have are problems, we have to be grateful for them. Because if we were to throw our problems into the ring with those from others around the world, I can assure you that we would take our problems back. There are always others that are living in a far worse alternative to life than we are. There are unspeakable atrocities occurring at this very moment in places where people don't have the same opportunities as you and I. But regardless of that, we always have to be grateful for what we've been given, no matter what hand we've been dealt. Without that, we have nothing. When we can live in a state of abundance and gratitude, happiness and success will eventually transpire. But if we can't emerge from that state of lack, happiness and success will forever be fleeting. It's that mindset. Even if we achieve them, it will only be momentarily state of bliss or success, and it will disappear as soon as the next want or desire sets in. In order to institute the habit of gratitude, take a piece of paper and jot down everything you're grateful for in your life. Do it for at least 15 minutes each day. And be sure to write it down. Like I said, if you're not writing it down, it's going to be fleeting. It's going to be abstract. You're going to forget about it. Don't just think about it in mind. Why? Writing things out takes them from the abstract into the reality. It sets off a chain of commands in the neurons in the brain that lends itself to experience something in an entirely different way than just thinking about it. Even if you say you have nothing to be grateful for, find something. At the very least, you woke up, right? You're breathing. That's grateful. You can be grateful for being alive. Like I just said, you can be grateful for the ability to read and write, have reason and logic. You can be grateful for friends, family, members, pets, food, whatever. The roof over your head, and so on. So number 2, you need to be present. There's nothing like getting caught up in the past or constantly worrying about the future than more than ruins the present moment. It ruins it. But then again, many of us have trouble simply being present. We're unable to appreciate the here and now. Usually we're more worried about what will happen tomorrow or what will happen yesterday or what happened yesterday rather than stopping and being in the present moment. But what does it mean to be present? And why is this one of those keys to happiness and success? Well, similar to the simple act of gratitude, being present grounds us in the moment. We stop to appreciate the miracles that exist in our every direction we look, the beauty of all the things around us and the journey that we all call life. It helps us transcend the fears of tomorrow and the regrets of yesterday. There is an inherent appreciation for life that sets in when we are present. It doesn't mean that we ignore all of our problems. Problems are a sign of life, and we will always have problems. If you're thinking that you'll be happy or achieve success when your problems will disappear, you need to think again. We will never be problem-free, ever. And while problems might cause us some pain, great or small, the same problems allow us to grow as humans, learn, understand, become more empathetic, and reach new epiphanies about life. Being present acknowledges that we have problems, but it doesn't allow those problems to interfere with our peace of mind. Number three, you need to manage your time effectively. One habit that will influence both your happiness and your overall success in life is the ability to manage your time. Effective time managers have a handle on their obligations in life and know just how to juggle things in order to get ahead. They focus on their long-term goals. Remember, long-term goals, and prioritize an activity that will help them move forward instead of leaving them behind. When we don't effectively manage our time, we increase our likelihood for stress, anxiety, fear, worry. We get so caught up in the day-to-day active responding to life stressors that we're unable to preemptively tackle the things that will help us avoid crisis and emergencies in the future. We miss bill payments, forget about the meetings, forget the meeting with the boss, and fail to organize our activities to pursue our long-term goals. We also tend to do things like procrastinate, over-socialize, and binge-watch television when we don't manage our time. Those time wasters take precious moments away from our bigger, longer-term goals. In turn, we become unhappier when things that we really want in life are unfulfilled, and we even begin to wallow in misery when we take several steps back rather than moving forward and advancing our goals. Everyone in the world has the same amount of time, remember that. We just have 24 hours a day, which equates to about 1,440 minutes, or about 86,400 seconds. Not one person, no matter how rich or poor, tall or short, good looking or not, the color of their skin, their religion, or their geographic location, has more time than another. It's the greatest equalizer in life. So it's clearly not about how much time we have that breeds unhappiness or offers up a deterrent towards our goals. It's what we do with the precious little time that we do have. Find a good system to manage your time and manage it in a habitual manner. Don't allow life to knock you down. Focus your energy and your enthusiasm. Find a system that works for you and stick with it. Number four, set smarter goals. Often, what holds us back from achieving success in life, whatever we might define that is our inability to set goals the right way. In a recent study, it was determined that only 8% of people who set goals on New Year's Eve actually achieve them. But beyond just those New Year's Eve goals, we all know that many people often set goals but don't achieve them. Surely you've set goals in the past and you gave up on them. I have. I know I have. All of us have. But it's the goal-setting process that got in the way. When we set passive goals, in that we don't actually set the goals on paper and don't define them out in detail, nor create a plan for their attainment, we tend to either fail or give up. But the people who set goals right away, the smarter way, success is far attainable. When you set smarter goals, you set specific goals. So here's the acronym for smarter. Specific. M, meaningful. A, achievable. R, relevant. T, time-based. These goals are then evaluated, E, and the approach is readjusted until you succeed. This is an important process in the success recipe, and people who don't follow this along find goal achievement far more difficult. As long as these goals are meaningful, in that they're just not superficial goals, and you have some driving force behind them that is bigger than you, then you're partway there. And by achievable, we're not trying to discourage lofty goals, but you also don't want to set yourself up for disappointment by saying you want to make $1 billion in 12 months, especially if you're heavily in debt. Number five, embody an empowering morning routine. We've talked about this many times. Everything begins and ends with an empowering morning routine. What do you do in the morning sets the pace for the rest of the day. In turn, it dictates the outcome of your life. I know it sounds crazy. It isn't. It works. Do it. If you want to be happy and successful, create a set of habits in the morning to help foster that in your life. The right combination of habits executed day in and day out can make all the difference. Like I said, I love meditating. I don't do it every day, but I do it most days. I love writing things down, setting goals, writing in a journal, all very important. I didn't create these. It wasn't my idea, but I copied it from other people who are successful. We're all creatures of habit. That we forgot to do the things that will benefit our lives because we get caught up doing the things that we're so used to. We're steeped in habit and routine, and not necessarily the ones that serve us. Usually, we're too busy responding to life and its overwhelming demands on us in order to take the bulls by the horn, so to speak. But if we want to get ahead, success, and feel mentally at peace with ourselves, we need an empowering morning routine. Every guest that I've had on, well, I shouldn't say every, most of the guests I've had on have some sort of morning routine. That's where they're successful. Creating a routine that will help empower your life rather than hinder it. Wake up early, eat a good breakfast, work out, do yoga, meditate, whatever you're doing, set daily goals, and so on. Don't live life in neutral. Take control, grab the reins, and be inspired and motivated to do and achieve something while helping others and yourself in the process. Number six, tackle the mitts. Mitts are also known as the most important tasks of the day, and they're an integral part of success. They offer one of the most critical keys to achieving our goals in life over the long term. It's not always easy to go after the mitts, especially when we feel so stressed out over and overwhelmed by life, but it's a necessary act that we need to achieve if we want to get to where we're going. Going about identifying your MITs or mitts is a crucial part of this process. In time management, we call these quadrant two activities, the most important but not urgent things necessary to achieve your long-term goals. Once you've identified the most important tasks or mitts, chase after them first thing in the morning. Once your empowering morning routine is completed, get to these first. Every single day, there's some action, big or small, that can help advance us towards our goals. As long as you can identify those and you can implement those actions day after day, you can succeed in time. The biggest problem? It won't happen overnight. And that's where most people get frustrated with things, and that's when most people give up. Make a list the night before of your mitts that you want to tackle the next day. Then, when you wake up the following day, ensure that you get after that list. Keep this list handy throughout your morning routine and focus on the mitts once that's completed. Don't start your busy work that day until you get the mitts out of the way. And last but not least, focus on health and well-being. Health and well-being are an important part of the happiness and success formula and one of the biggest keys to achieving them both. Remember, folks, we take our health for granted, myself too. But once your health is failing or once it's gone, everything else doesn't matter. When we do things to harm ourselves by overeating, overdrinking alcohol, taking recreational drugs, and the like, not only does it have an adverse effect on our bodies, but also on our minds. The chemical makeup and neurochemistry of the brain, which we can excrete stress hormones, when we tax the body with substance abuse or don't take care of the way we look by indulging on a variety of hedonistic pleasures, can also alter our motivation and desire to improve our life. While it's okay to indulge every now and then in certain pleasures, for the most part, people have difficulty quitting when they're ahead. The overall focus has to be on health. The day needs to start and end healthy. It doesn't mean that life has to be boring. But if you want to get ahead, be happy and successful, you need to ensure that you're putting the right things into your body. Clean body, clean mind. That is how it goes. From lean proteins to reduced caloric intakes, non-alcoholic and non-carbonated drinks, and less fatty foods, we need to focus on what goes in, whether it's solid or liquid. We also need to get grounded mentally. We need to do the things like meditate and relax the mind. Take up a yoga class or institute an exercise regimen so that you have something that starts incorporating healthy habits into your life. It isn't easy, but it gets easier over time as long as you continue to repeat the right behaviors. One study found that the habit formation process takes anywhere from 18 to 254 days to form, with an average of 66 days to solidify. So keep that in mind. It's not going to happen immediately. Whether you're trying to quit a bad habit or institute a new one, it's going to take time. Don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen right away. Stay on that horse and go forward. Folks, that's all I have. I hope you enjoyed this episode. My reference to this show is going to be linked up in the show notes. You all are rock stars. Thank you for what you do out there. Again, if you head over to cjevolution.com and rate and review my podcast using the iTunes link, I sure would appreciate it. Got a lot of great guests coming up in the very near future. So stay tuned, folks. Until then, be safe, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com.
You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.